This week you find us parked up with the bomb warmers on, as we have met in a long concrete road. Anna has jumped in my car where we are trying to get warm, because today my house has been cold this morning. Like, I was looking forward to sitting in my car with a bum warmer on, I've got to say.
Oh, I do like a bum warmer.
Yeah, other warming body parts are in also included. Back, Anna was telling me how her husband has a head warmer in his car.
Like, how cool's that? Like, but my head, look, on your seat, I'm not high enough to get it, so I get the back of my head warm.
So anyway, this isn't a podcast about being warm or having your bum nice and toasty. It is a podcast about being fun-filled and full-filled, about enjoying the plan. We're talking about some of your favourite meals, your favourite dinners, your favourite teas, your favourite lunches, whatever the heck you want to call them. And sharing some of your wise words and thinking about how can we make losing weight enjoyable. So we'll put our feet up, get warm, get a nice little blanket, or go for a walk if you want, whatever you wish to do. Maybe you want to go and sit in your car and listen to this episode with your bum warmer on. Whatever you want to do, get prepared, because here's the music, and let's get into this as we cue the ukulele. A couple of months ago, we put out a post, which was during lockdown, actually, because we are on Instagram. We're at Slimming World Podcast, and we kind of wanted our Instagram to be a place that was of positivity and uplifting and sharing your light bulb moments and your winning stories. And we wanted to tap in and use your wisdom, which is just as valid as some of the personal experiences that we share, right? And you know, it's just been such a weird time for all of us. You know, as we sit here and record this podcast, we're still at the point where it is okay for us to be together, but we know that things might change. So forgive us, disclaimer alert, that when this podcast goes out, situation may be different for you, for us, whether it's locally, whether it's national, whatever the case may be. So the thing is, this idea about loosening the corset, I think I've mentioned this a few times on the podcast. Over summer, I did the thing where I didn't weigh for a month because I felt like the numbers were really ruling my head. And it was all about how much I'm going to lose this week, how much do I want to lose, how far have I got to the next certificate, how much have I got to target. And it was ruining my head. And sometimes it becomes like a diet, and not like a process where you're slowly twisting and tweaking and changing habits so that eventually the weight comes off anyway. And if there's anything that I have learned from Anna, both as a friend, as a consultant, as a fellow member, it is about enjoyment and passion and getting excited about the food that we eat and following the plan, like looking at it from new perspectives. And that really kind of made both of us think about that word of enjoyment. And so that's why we came up with the snazzy title of being fulfilled but also fun filled.
You say we, that was all yours. You've got to take that little gem, darling. Don't give me any
I like
credit.
A play on words now. I love a bit of a pun. What can I say? But yeah, you know, it should be fun filled. And people often think, oh, losing weight, what a chore. God, how, what a bore. Like, you can't have this, you can't do that. But actually, there's so much freedom when you actually look at a plan like this that you can.
The freedom's the amazing thing about it. You can go and eat anything. You can eat pasta, you can eat burgers, you can eat lasagna, you can eat chili, you can eat I mean, it's just, the possibilities are endless. And when you get excited about what you're eating, it feels like pleasure. It doesn't feel like a chore. Like, how often do you get excited about dinner? Like, oh, I can't wait. Do you not eat a meal and thinking about the next one? I am.
Definitely on the times when I really do. But too often I fall into that trap where, like, you know when you're a new member and you're new or you're rejoining and you're like, yeah, I'm going to cook this. I remember I love this. And then after like maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 months or nearly 2 years in my case, then you just start to fall into the trap of cooking the same things.
Of course you do.
Like, I'm on my second book now of the Back to Group. I asked my consultant for another one because it's only for 4 weeks when you return to group that I got this little journal thing. And the thing that I realised in those first 4 weeks is that I was having the same thing for my healthy extra B.
Yeah.
So how can I start to... My one thing the week after I realised that was mix up my healthy extra B. The next week was, I'm having the same thing for breakfast. How do I mix up my breakfast? And just doing those small little tweaks, I think, like you say, it just makes you excited.
So excited. And just getting into the shops and finding new things, looking at new recipes, just can, you know, just if it's one new meal, could just change your week. Like, I always think if I have a good Friday and Saturday meal and Sunday's like a lovely roast, I'm on to a winner. Because I know if I get bored on the weekend, that's when my friend, the takeaway, can rear its ugly head. So having things to look forward to has always been my, like, philosophy with this. And when we've asked people, oh my God, it's just made me think of things in that I'd never think, oh, I could do that. But now I'm like, oh, I'm going to have that.
And I mean, like, looking, the ones that are currently on my screen, okay, you can go add your favourite dinner. Or if you're just someone looking for a bit of inspiration, find this post. It must be, like, back in June, I think we did this. Like, Lucy's put here, cheeseburger pasta is a family favourite.
Good.
What have we got here? Missy's put Summerwool friendly sausages and mash with red onion gravy. Frankie's put chicken satay with jasmine rice. Jeannie's put Cajun chicken.
There's toad in the hole. Someone put about potato pie and beans. Like, oh my God. But these are proper, like, comfort foods.
Lorna's put burger in a bowl.
Spag bowl. Kofta's in a flatbread with salad and rice. Very into marinated lamb, couscous, salad, feta cheese crumbled over the top and drizzled with a minty yogurt sauce. That's from Rachel.
Oh, someone here has put, Elaine's put Diet Cola jackfruit. Oh. Same recipe as Diet Cola chicken, but with jackfruit, obvs.
Nacho feast wedges, chili and squirty cheese. Chicken, sweet and sour, steak or steak and chips. Do you like a bit of dirty rice, Claire?
I mean, I love dirty fries.
Oh, yeah, dirty
chips,
fries.
I realise, are one of those things that I love. And do you know what? We went to town this week.
Went to town?
No. Yeah, I went to town.
That's what I was saying.
So funny.
No, that's what I thought you meant. No. We went to town and had chips.
Let me tell you about what I did with potatoes this week.
You tell me, Claire.
Let me tell you.
Please, I can't
wait. We didn't just buy one type of potatoes. We bought big potatoes. We bought little potatoes. We bought red potatoes. Oh. We bought sweet potatoes. And then I've been mixing it up, having me carrot fries.
Ooh.
Do you remember from the SP chili falafel burger?
I like a carrot.
Been having carrot fries. So now you can have a plethora of fries in colours. In sizes, in thickness. I love chips.
Oh, I love potatoes.
I love chips. I'm sorry, but it would always be over daddy.
Chips over you.
Daddy or chips. Do you remember the advert years ago?
Oh, vaguely.
I'm sorry, Dad, but it would be chips.
Would it?
Yeah.
Potato of any sort, mashed potato.
Oh, jacket potato.
Oh.
It just does something warm and comforting inside of me.
I had fried potatoes last night with garlic. Chives, oh, so good.
But see, that is the type of thing, isn't it? I think I understand that you're trying to convey to me as a consultant.
Do you?
I think that's what you're getting at.
Do you know what it is? Because look how excited we just got about chips. We can eat chips and potatoes and lose weight. But actually, if I said to you...
Sorry, say again?
You can eat chips and potatoes and still lose weight. But imagine if I said to you, oh, Claire, I've got a sweaty salad for you. Bit of butternut squash. Bit of limp jackfruit and some boiled pasta. Do you fancy it? You'd be like, no, but like, I got chips. No?
Yeah. Cheesy chips. The fact that I can still have cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips. Now, you see, something I'd never eaten until I moved up north was chips and gravy. But I make mushy pea gravy with chips. Amazing. Do you know what that comes up a lot? Enchiladas, the veggie, the vegan, and the chicken version. Also, bang bang chicken, firecracker chicken as well. That's a good one. And the thing I made the other night that was an internet sensation, I must say, chicken pizza. But you could use that using a cauliflower steak, should you want to. I mean, slow cooked chicken fajita pasta, says Sarah. Start the slow cooker. Chickens, onions, peppers, courgette, spezzata, garlic, fajita seasoning. When you get home from work or near dinner time, boil some pasta. Whilst that's boiling, take the slow cooker food, shred the chicken breast, then mix the cooked pasta into it. Pop it in an oven dish, top with some cheese, under the grill until golden.
And you see, some people kind of put here, sorry for being boring, but good old egg, chips, beans, Slimming World style. No fuss, no prep. Usually have all the ingredients in and cheap, yum. Which is totally okay. It's Karen that says that. Because that's like me just saying, I really like chips. When I don't really know what I need to do, I used to just normally grab a piece of toast, if I was honest.
Yeah.
Or a bag of crisps. Now I will have a jacket potato and beans.
Oh, I love a jacket potato. It's got to be crispy on the outside, mushy in the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had this discussion before. Cheese first, beans first?
Beans first, cheese on top. I don't like my cheese too melty.
What? Really?
So you put your cheese on first, so it's like the butter equivalent.
So my mum taught me the other week, cheese, beans, cheese. So you get a little bit of all of them. Also, a bit of curry powder in your beans.
40 grams of cheese is not that much.
Or do you double? So you could do 80.
No way. That's frivolous.
That's not frivolous.
Two portions of cheese in one meal. Are you crazy? That's like just blowing all your healthy extra A and B. Back in the old days when you used to have one healthy extra A, your cereal and your milk and boom, it's gone. Both your A and B gone in the morning.
But a poxy cup of coffee over a double cheese potato, what are you going to take?
This is a long-term debate, isn't it? Milk or cheese? Milk or cheese?
Cheese or milk? Or if you're taking a non-dairy milk, you could sin some milk for very few sins and double the cheese. This one, I think, would float your boat. Kirsty, so many. One is a whole roasted aubergine with spices rubbed into it on the top of it. Cumin, curry, fajita, onion, garlic, or whatever floats your boat. And I like to serve it with either potatoes covered in passata and veg sauce, kind of like patatas bravas, or spaghetti with a tomato sauce. Aubergine is super filling, delicious, and easy peasy.
I'm hungry just thinking about this.
I'm so hungry.
All we've got is chewing gum.
And it's really making me more hungry. Oh, creamy garlic chicken, veg and rice. Oh yes, you don't have a name, but that sounds good. Spag bowl, you can't go wrong.
So you kind of get the picture, right? This is some of the things that people here are sharing with us. And it was a really simple question, what's your favourite dinner? And when is the last time that you honestly asked yourself that question? Like, what is your go-to? And have you got everything in your fridge, your freezer, your cupboards right now so that you can have that this week? And maybe there's a new favourite dinner, because quite often we know what's our favourite, but we slip into that kind of, oh, I'm just going to have this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have that. Can't be bothered. Oh, it's too much effort. When actually, next time you make your favourite dinner, make an extra couple of portions, stick them in the freezer if you can. And then you always know when you're having a down day that your favourite dinner is available with a defrost of the microwave.
What's your favourite dinner?
I mean, I'd say cheesy chips. And then I like kind of doing like this kind of cheeseburgery chips type thing where you can kind of have like tomato and mince, maybe like a spag bol on chips type thing. Potatoes, just do it. I mean, whenever I used to feel sad and I used to go home to my mom, I would have pizza and chips. It's quite hard to make that Slimming World. I have to show my mom how I like it. And then I remember when we were little growing up, my nan used to come over every Sunday, and after we all had a Sunday dinner together, it was always a roast dinner, we'd always have jelly and ice cream for afterwards. And it's just one of those things that I really associate with good family times and memories of my childhood. Jelly's a little bit tricksy as a vegan. Ice cream's a little bit tricksy, sin-wise. So that's, you know, it's there if I want it. But the pizza and chips,
so comforting,
is just one of those things. And but again, it's like, I think we talked about this in one of our podcasts a few weeks ago about like the emotional attachment to food. Essentially, it is just a bit of dough, a bit of tomato, cheese. and maybe a bit of
but
mushroom
it's so
and
much more
ham
to
or whatever.
You.
But it's what that meal represents. And and maybe when we say, like, what's your favourite dinner, it might be the association. Like, somebody here put a choosy kind of dinner where you can just put all the different things on the middle of the table and you have
all
a little
those,
bit from each.
Yes.
Like, I remember I used to do, like, kind of Chinese fakeaway nights where I'd get loads of different Slimming World meals from the Iceland frozen range, and I'd cook them all, and then you could just have a spoonful,
like,
of each
takeout.
But you knew that it was going to be sin free. So and you can even take it out of the packaging, can't you, and put it in a nice bowl so it looks like it's not just been microwaved or ovened or whatever.
Totally. I had a friend that used to get the metal trays and transfer it all into there, so she felt like she was getting a takeout. Do you know what mine is? Favourite, a big double Slimming World burger with bacon, halloumi, Slimming World chips and homemade coleslaw.
When was the last time that you had that?
She was just thinking that. It's been a while. I'm going to go to the supermarket, get ingredients, make that for dinner tonight. I'm having it. Big burger, bacon, halloumi. Yeah, I've got healthy extra, some chips. But I'm going to do yours. I'm going to do a different, lots of different potatoes.
I think, do you know what I've realised is I quite like my food to be colourful.
Yes.
I recognise for a long time I used to eat a lot of beige carpet food, whatever you call it,
you
carpet buffet. But now I actually realise, and thank you to a few people who sent me some salad inspiration. Ooh. Mina sent me a great post about some colourful salads because, I definitely, the colour thing, getting as many different colours is great, which is why I actually quite like vegetables, because you do get the red pepper, the yellow pepper, the orange pepper, the green pepper, the greens, the spring greens. Yeah, aubergine is a different colour again compared to different things. Yeah. So, yeah, that I think is what I recognised, and the fact that you can get different potatoes. I mean, you'll know when I've gone true potato geek, where I can tell you which potatoes are better for mash, which potatoes are good for roasting, which potatoes are better
for
jacket.
I've got a
lovely
member that made me a little chart. I'll have to dig it out for you. I'll have to find
give it.
Give it
to me now.
Because for me, I just used to pick up the baking potatoes and do everything with that.
Exactly. Yeah. That was me.
The red skin ones are meant to be... The red skin ones are meant to be the best because they go fluffy on the outside. No, crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside.
What for? Jack it in?
Chips.
Chips?
Yeah. Whereas if you wash the potato quite roughly and it gets a bit of moisture on the outside, apparently that makes it crispier. I mean,
please send me your potato facts.
Yeah, we really love to hear the potato facts because...
I'll do a whole episode on potatoes.
Shall we?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Literally.
10 things you could do with potatoes. That could be at least 20
I could name 20
minutes.
Before I even... like, now. Oh, my gosh. Hasselback. Dauphin.
Buzz. My hairband just split.
Oh, okay.
I was that excited by potatoes. I split my hairband. Oh, there's so many. Have you tried a Hasselback with cheese in the middle?
Is that a type of potato?
No, so you get the potato and you score it. So it's got little flaps and then you spray it in fry light or whatever your one cow cooking spray is. Bung it in the oven, lots of salt and pepper. And then about 10 minutes before it's done, I put little bits of cheese in the slits. Have you never tried a Hasselback?
No.
Oh my God, you'd love a Hasselback.
Cheese in the slits of a scored potato.
Yeah.
And guys, this is what I'll be doing on Saturday night. This is the height of, I mean,
we are in a pandemic.
You know, sometimes that's what's funny, isn't it? Like, when you do kind of belong to the cult of Slimming World. I don't want to use that word. Yeah, I'm joking about this, but sometimes you hear yourself and you're like, wow.
But you see, do you know, look what's happened. We're getting excited.
We are, yeah.
And that's the key, because if you can feel that enjoyment for your food, you're not going to go to Old Triggers. You're not going to go and order your takeaway. You're not going to go and eat three bars of chocolate because dinner was a bit of ropey chicken and some broccoli. You're going to have Hasselback potatoes and love it.
Yeah.
I just did that, trying to be cool with the kids and dislocating my wrist.
Yep, yep. Well, anyway, I think you maybe get the idea, and hopefully by just listening to this podcast, you'll kind of be tapping into that kind of excitement, right?
Yeah, can you,
like,
feel the vibe?
Ugh, that excitement of what am I going to eat today? What do I want to be on my food diary this week? Like, what, which I quite like in the Back Together group book, where I like to circle certain meals, because what I struggle sometimes with the food diary is it kind of just breaks into food groups.
Yeah.
What I think I prefer is, like, when it's days.
So you know why the food diary is like that?
Because you're meant to kind of...
You're learning.
Yeah, the free food to be food. Okay.
That's the essence of why it's created like that. But that journal is more about that meal plan, because you know what speed, you know what's free.
Yeah.
But it's designed for like the new member when they're trying to do it, or someone who's struggling just to make sure they've got it on there.
To make sure you kind of, like, because if your sim box is mega full but your free food is pretty empty, then you know where you're going.
Yeah, or you're putting peas and sweet corn and potatoes in your speed food and you think you're having it.
Okay.
Or you think that a white baguette's a B choice. Or an A choice. Yeah. I mean, you're going really wrong if you think it's an A choice.
So you can spot it. Yeah. See, I think maybe I'm at the point where there are 21 meals over a course of a week if you're doing weekly weigh-ins, right? And then I often think, right, there are 3 out of 21 meals where I can't food optimise. And I circle those so I know that I need to kind of think carefully, what is there anything I could do with those? But then the other 18 meals, I know that I can really kind of plan.
And you know, think about those other 3. You are food optimising them because they're in your plan.
Yeah.
Do you see what
sometimes.
I mean?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but they're because the biggest mind shift I made, that was shift by the way, was that actually what you're eating is within the plan, even if it's fried or whatever. It's just in the sin spectrum.
Mm.
So just because from a positive point of play of think you're having 3 meals that have just got slightly more sins in it, but your other 18 meals are packing a punch. They're full of protein. They're not fried. They're not sinned. Just a different little switch in your head, love.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's where it comes back to the name of this podcast, about being fulfilled and fulfilled, and actually that there should be those meals, those times where we go out or we have like a little bit of extra sinage.
Yeah.
But it's all part of balance, so that where you are fulfilled, but then the rest of the time, how can I reduce the sins and have sin-free meals maybe to make sure that I'm still eating and fulfilled, but yeah, I've got room of manoeuvre.
Exactly, because free food's your friend, and that little adage, coming back to that, fill up in that free and you'll be fine. And how many of those meals, actually, that we've just talked about are all free? Do you know what I mean? Don't, if you're the type of person that likes to use your meals and your sins because it's a great way not to be triggered, then brilliant. But if you like saving your sins for your chocolate bar at night, then, you know, just get that excitement for your food, because I see the most successful members are the ones that are passionate about eating and cooking and what they're doing, or even not if they're an amazing cook, they're just excited by it.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, if you're new to the podcast, then hello, by the way.
Hi.
And you may want to listen back to things that you never noticed or things that you never knew. It's a few weeks ago we did an episode where we got out the pack and we really, really read the pack. And when I went through and did that, I went through and highlighted all my favourite free foods, my favourite speed free foods, and kind of looked for, have I got them in?
Mm.
And how can I incorporate these into my plan this week?
Yeah.
And that, I think, comes back to the free food is your friend, about being fulfilled, about seeing the freedom of what's out there and looking at what you can have rather than thinking about what you can't have.
It's all about mindset. Really, really is. And potatoes.
Yeah, it's all about the potatoes, people.
That's how I lost all my weight. I swear Daisy was nearly a pasta tube or a bit of potato, because they are my 2 go-to things.
Mm.
Closely followed by rice. A mango.
I need some kind of potato in my life tonight.
Yeah. What are you going to do with yours?
Well, I don't know. I might go and Google this Hasselback thing that you say.
Oh, Hasselback's amazing. Mash. But mash going crispy in the oven.
Was it you that was telling me about the perfect jacket potato? People kind of boil it and scoop out the insides and put it back in.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of washing up.
No washing up.
It just sounds like hassle.
Yeah, but, you know, it depends how important a good potato is to you.
On that note, I hope that go on.
Bake it, pull the mash out, mash it, put it back in. Not boil.
Oh right, okay.
Just in case anyone was boiling their baked potatoes, because that might take a long time to boil. No? But that could be
like
a good idea.
Lot of work.
just shove it in microwave for 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a potato.
Yeah.
It's gonna come out the same way that it went in.
No, we need to debate this off air. No, it's, look, my body language has changed.
You're intrigued now, aren't you? Anyway, have a great week while you're up to. Definitely time for me to finish now. Enjoy bonfire night and all that kind of jazz, whatever you're up to. I hope that you're kind of focused and already thinking about preparing for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that kind of time of year, isn't it, where we're like, we've only just had Halloween. Have a great week. Come see us on @SimWorldPodcast Insta, and you can email us simmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
Goodbye for now.